Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha.
Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is September the 30th, the fourth Friday in the month of September. Happy September, happy Friday, happy fall, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. You know, I normally record on Thursdays. Didn't get a chance to this week. So much going on with work and I teach at a college and just so much going on. I just didn't have the time and I missed my podcast yesterday. And I said, hey, why not today? So happy Friday it is. Yes, we are on the break of our weekend. Yes, I know you are ready to get this weekend started. And we're going to get this weekend started with a new word. Amen. Amen. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough for all of your support. Please subscribe to this podcast and also our YouTube channel. If you find out, you can find out what's happening new with the ministry. You can visit us at www.iamthelionessqueen.com. Well, all right, we are still in, actually, this is like the last week of September. Oh my gosh, this year has just gone by too fast, right? I don't know about you, but it's kind of gone by fast for me. But we're still talking about the shift in the atmosphere. And this week's episode is called A Shift in the Atmosphere for Healing. That's right, A Shift in the Atmosphere for Healing. We'll be right back. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episode started. We love supporting poets' creativity, and we are so honored to do so today. So I found this very short quote by someone named Miss Moam. And so the quote says, time does not heal, and you may never be the same. But each day that passes means you're surviving despite the pain. I got to read that again because that blessed me. Time does not heal, and you may never be the same. But each day that passes means you're surviving despite the pain. Yes, you are surviving despite the pain, right? I love this because many people do not realize, you know, how much they have survived. They haven't paused, right? And I guess, you know, I would think this is a part of being mindful. When you are mindful, you are realizing, man, I survived this. You know, many people don't realize how far they've come. They don't realize how much time has passed. They don't realize how much they grew, right? They don't realize that they are not the same. Sometimes you have to be mindful in the moment and realize you are not the same. Say that to yourself, I am not the same. You know, as I was reflecting on this poem, I'm just like, man, I am not the same person I was 5 years ago, 3 years ago. Right? I am not the same person. And so you have to remind yourself, you have to be mindful that you are not the same because you've come a mighty long way. And God has, He has done His part bringing you this far, right? He's done His part. like the song says, we come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, right? He's done his part. But in that song, it says, we have come far by faith, right? And so I got to add a conjunction in there. There is a but, right? Because, you know, there's many people that God, you know, where God has done his part, right? When we lean on him, he will support us. But we, right? It requires us to, God requires us, let me say, to utilize our faith. And that's our work that he is requiring us to do. He is requiring us to use our faith to push through, to move forward, to forgive others, to believe without seeing, without any evidence, to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, to launch out into the deep, to heal our wounds through the washing of regeneration of our faith, to overcome. God is going to do his part. He is doing his part, but we have to do our part. And so you were called to be an overcomer, but you cannot be an overcomer if you do not respond to his word in faith, right? And activating your faith. You have to activate your faith. Faith without works is dead. You have to activate his promises, the things that he's told you, the things that he told you would happen, the things that he promised and said would come to pass in your life, the promises that he's made in his Logos word, in his Rhema word, right? And when you activate your faith, when you step out and launch out into the deep, then he can do the completed work in your life to heal you from any sickness, disease, trauma, pain, hardship, disappointment, deceptions, lies, and so forth. And so when I was thinking about this, I was like, man, God always does his part, but we don't always do ours. And unfortunately, you know, if you don't get into a position of activating your faith, then you become what? Stagnant. You become stuck because you are not exercising your faith to receive. Think about that word. Process that word. Receive healing in your life. Receive, right? And when I was thinking about that word, receive, right? God wants you to receive. He wants you to receive healing. And it was making me think about football. And when I was thinking about football, it was making me think about when people catch the ball for a touchdown. They are receiving the ball, right? And so I'm not a football guru, so I'm not sure and know exactly all the positions that catch the football. I think a receiver does. Don't laugh. You may be more of a guru than me, but a receiver, it's so funny because receive and receiver, right? You know, they catch the football, right? And they catch it for touchdowns. But you cannot make a touchdown if you are not in the right position. Ooh, I'm not going to get excited because that right there just blessed me. I hope it blessed you, right? There are, you know, if you think about it, there are a lot of players out there playing the game. You got offense, you got defense, right? It's a lot of players, right, out there. And when a receiver is trying to catch the football, there are other players on the opposite side, on the defensive side, that are trying to stop them from catching the ball, trying to stop them from completing the mission or the play, right? Well, in the same regard, shifting the atmosphere for healing requires you to shift into position. Don't get me started. Oh God, don't get me started. You got to shift into position to be able to receive your healing. Amen. God wants you to receive your healing because he's doing his part, but he wants you to do your part. And so the question is, what position is that? It is a position of faith. Amen. And so 1 John 5:4 says, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. What is it? Our faith. And so it is according to your faith. You know, I mean, Jesus said that a few times to people. According to your faith, you can overcome the world. Not his faith. That's why I said God is already doing his part. He wants us to do our part. And so this, you know, this scripture is saying, you know, it's interesting to me because it uses the word world, right? It says the world, and that is a really big analogy. I keep mixing up the word and world, right? But the scripture says uses the word world. I'm getting tongue tied. Ooh, I'm sorry. I'm yawning, right? But it uses the word world. And the scripture didn't use an analogy of something small. It didn't say something specific, right? The world is an enormous place. The world has multiple continents. The world has multiple bodies of water. The world has multiple provinces, cities, states, etc. It is a massive description when we tap in and utilize our faith. That God is comparing, no matter what you go through with the world, like that means you can handle everything. That means you can conquer the giant and the giant has to fall. You know, God doesn't, he doesn't want, right? But he expects you to use your faith. He wants you to use it, but it's higher than that. It's greater than that. There is an expectation that God desires for you to tap in, to use your faith, to heal, to be better, to grow, to move forward, to become more like him day by day. Amen. And so what are some ways that you can get into position and use your faith? Well, we need to take a quick break and we'll be right back digging in more and getting into some tips and how we can shift in the atmosphere for healing by using our faith. We'll be right back.
Do you love music and always wanted to learn how to play an instrument or sing? Check out Waldorf Music Academy, which is Southern Maryland's best music school, teaching students from ages 4 to adult. Whatever instrument you or your child wish to play, odds are they teach it. Piano, electric and acoustic guitar, drums, bass and voice, and host of others. For more information, visit www.waldorfmusicacademy.com.
Welcome back. All right, let's get into our tips. Let's get into how we can shift in the atmosphere for healing by using our faith. So tip number one, we have to be open to the leading of the Holy Spirit. You know, and we talked a little bit about this last week with the Holy Spirit, but you have to allow the Holy Spirit to guide you to truth. And that means when you are open, then no matter the magnitude that God is requiring you to believe, you believe it because he said it and that settles it. You know, when a parent says, you know, because I said so, right? You have to get to a position where you hear God saying, because I said so, right? you are open to the move of God. You are open to the endless possibilities that he can do at a snap of a finger. And when I think about, I just said a snap of a finger, it triggers something. It makes me think about Thanos in the movie Avengers. I don't know if you are an Avengers fan, but, you know, Thanos was trying to collect all these stones, right? He was trying to end the world. And at a snap of a finger, time changed, dimensions changed, people changed, the world shifted and altered, right? I mean, there was so much power in a snap of a finger. And that is what God wants you to realize, that being open just sets you up for God to move mightily in your life. But you have to want to be open. You have to desire to be open. And being open is being vulnerable. Being open means you're ready and open for change. You're open, like last week we talked about moving with the wind, right? And so this is one of the main reasons people do not heal and shift their mindset, because they're not open to receive. They're not open to change. They're not open to be vulnerable when God calls us to be like him every single day. And we have to surrender. We have to surrender our will to the Holy Spirit to be open for God to do a perfecting work in us, so that we can be all, you know, that God desires for us to be. You know, he doesn't call us to stay the same. He calls us for greater. He calls us to be more and more like him. He calls us to have the mind of Christ. And that starts with opening ourselves up, opening up our spirit to the Holy Spirit for change. Amen. Number two, you have to realize there are layers to deliverance and this healing process. You're never one and done, right? There's never when it comes to healing, there definitely isn't a snap of finger, right? Where everything is gone, right? You know, I would say every trial and tribulation you go through has been stored in your unconscious and subconscious and conscious, all of those three places, right? And when the perfect time comes, right? When the time is right and ripe, right? I gotta say that. When the time is right and ripe, whew, you know, the enemy knows when to bring it all down on you. The enemy knows when to bring it all back to your remembrance. The enemy knows all your triggers. So it is never a one and done, you know. God wants you to realize that the healing is a process. Healing is a process. And honestly, it will take a lifetime to achieve. Some people say, oh, you're done. You're completely done. But again, like I say, when the time is right and ripe, right, you can be triggered and go all 10 steps back. And so you should always be pressing towards the mark of the high calling. And there is a pressing you have to do to stay in the presence of God, so that he can pull you back to him when you step out of his will. And we all do. Let's don't be get too holier than thou, right? We all do. If you don't do it physically, you do it in your mind. You know, it's interesting, you know, some Christians act, oh, I don't sin in this way. Yeah, but you sin in your mind, just people don't know it, you know. Some people's faults you can see. Some people's sins you can see. But there are more sins you cannot see, right? And people don't acknowledge. People don't admit that they do. No. But God wants you to realize, right, that all you have to do is press in his presence. All you have to do is press in his presence. And he can pull you back. Amen. And because we're humans, you know, God knows we're human, right? We're humans. He created us this way. Even though we're created in his image, we still have this human nature, right? We still have this human will, this flesh, but he's always watching over his word to perform it. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you, right? But he wants us to press in his presence so that we are always, always trying to reflect his image. And, you know, this is the love that Jesus showed when he walked on the earth. He met people where they are, right? He met them where they are. God is trying to meet you where you are. And he wants you to realize it's okay if you mess up. It's okay if you don't say the right thing. It's okay if you go left when I told you to go right. It's okay that you don't have a happy day every day. It's okay. And so just ask God to help you through. And you do that by pressing in his presence. Ask God for forgiveness, right? Just ask him to forgive you for the thoughts that you may have had that day, for the things that you said to somebody that day when you got triggered. God is just and faithful to forgive you. God doesn't hold things over your head like people do and make you feel bad. No, It is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that should convict you when you step out of line. Just come to repentance. It's okay. Sometimes, unfortunately, people just, they're harder on themselves than God is. And God is like, there are layers to deliverance. But when you ask, he will forgive you. And then you continue to work on your healing. It takes work, 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 and work. There are layers to this thing. There are layers to deliverance. There are layers to healing. But just always be conscious that you are forgiven. Amen. And so the more you activate your faith, the more you can shed those layers, the more you'll realize, ooh, I shed a layer this year, right? Because you, like, it, think about the quote, you are not the same person. God has done an inner work. He's done a work in you. But you have to realize that you've come this far. But again, you got to do your part. Number three, last tip, in order to follow the shift in the atmosphere for healing, you got to let go the shame and blame. And I truly believe, I'm thankful to God that he gave me the layers of deliverance first. You got to realize it's a process. But, and then I talked about letting go and forgiving yourself, right? Because we get to this place of shame and blame. And this is a stronghold like none other that the enemy tries his best to hold over your head. And when you have already been forgiven, say that to yourself, I'm already forgiven. So God doesn't want you walking in blame and shame any longer. And the problem is someone else has been carrying the blame game over you. Or should I say, you've been playing the blame game over yourself and consistently telling yourself negative narratives. And so my question for you today, what is your narrative? Are you blaming someone else because you haven't gotten healed? You haven't gotten delivered? You haven't gotten X? You haven't gotten Y? Remember, that is what happened to the man by the pool of Bethesda, right? He was blaming other folk for not getting his deliverance. Nobody put me in the pool. But that was not the case. He could have jumped in the pool himself. But he held on to that stronghold of blame and shame. And the enemy bamboozled him to believing more in the lies than in the truth. And that is the biggest mess that most, I have to say, most people hold on to and hold in their conscious minds, right? They hold in that thing in their conscious minds that should not be programmed. That blame and shame should not be your narrative. And when the enemy can get you to blame and shame yourself, it's even worse. Because he has told you lies and now you have created another narrative that you are living out. And you're living out from his twisted narrative, from what happened to you. But that narrative is not true. The only narrative you should have is that you are an overcomer. And God wants you to heal. God wants you to be whole and walk in freedom. But you cannot do that when your narrative does not line up with God's narrative for your life. Whew, where did the time go? I'm telling you, this was a good one, y'all. This is a good one for me. And so, you have to, in order to shift in the atmosphere for healing, it starts with activating your faith, right? God is doing his part. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He's always on assignment for you. But it starts with doing your part. And doing your part is activating your faith. And when you activate your faith, it gets the ball rolling. And if you cannot do your part, guess what? You'll never heal. Healing is all about reflection. And when you reflect, you figure out the parts that need to be whole. You figure out what needs to change. You figure out what needs to be fixed. You figure out where you need to grow. God is doing his part. God is working on your behalf. Everything starts with your faith. And once you activate your faith, then it will help you to be open, be vulnerable, right? To the move of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He doesn't force us. He doesn't make us. He doesn't twist our arm. That's what I love about him, right? But the Holy Spirit will guide you to truth. Activating your faith will help you forgive yourself and realize this is a process. And God, guess what? God is not expecting, right, all this healing to happen all at once. He knows that there are layers. He knows that there are layers to your wounds. He knows that there are layers to things that have been done to you, multiple things that have happened in your life that have been traumatic. He knows that it's a process. Just trust the process, you know, and remember, it will take you a lifetime, but God will wait for you as long as you continue to press in his presence. And lastly, activating your faith will not allow you to believe the lies of the enemy. It will not allow you to believe the narrative of blame and shame. I decree and declare that you will let that go. Amen. No more blame, no more shame. Say that to yourself. No more blame, no more shame. Amen. Ooh, I definitely could not have made it without all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and share a review. I would absolutely love to hear from you. Until next time, let's all live residue free in 2023 and walk in everything God has destined for you to be. Amen. Amen.